Okay, so the press coverage of this. I won't embarrass the specific magazines by or the specific websites by calling them out. But one's headline was a chip flaw strips away a key hacking safeguard for millions of devices. No, it has nothing to do with a chip flaw. These guys have figured out how to very cleverly leverage a fundamental operational characteristic of all modern processor architectures to penetrate the randomization of all address space layout, ASLR. Another one wrote, new ASLR busting JavaScript is about to make drive-by exploits much nastier. No, it doesn't make them nastier. It makes them significantly more possible and likely. Someone else, one of the other major coverages was JavaScript breaks ASLR on 22 CPU architectures. No, it breaks it on all contemporary CPU architectures. In one of the papers they did, they applied some of their research to 22 different CPU architectures, but that's all the ones they had around. So until something changes, this thing just busts it. And finally, a simple JavaScript exploit bypasses ASLR protections on 22 CPU architectures. It says a simple JavaScript exploit. There's nothing whatsoever simple about this. Now, I hope I didn't scare everyone away with, my admonitions at the top of the show to not try to walk and chew gum while listening to this. It's not that crazy, but these guys are. As I mentioned, this is the group at the University of Amsterdam who gave us, and we covered in episode 576, Flip Feng Shui. And our listeners since then will remember that they came up with a sublime is the word I used at the time, a sublime hack where they were able to leverage the fact that virtual machine environments consolidated identical pages of virtual memory in order to share pages that were the same. They figured out a way to use the bit flipping of Rowhammer in order to get a shared page with sensitive information from an adjacent running VM. And that was Flip Feng Shui that we described. Then later in episode 583, they gave us DRAMer, which was a new attack exploiting Rowhammer on Android devices and essentially cut through all of the Android devices that had been looked at. There were some newer ones, had some mitigations against it, but in general, it was devastating at the time. This one, there are some potential mitigations we'll talk about, but again, this is just sublimely clever. So in the show notes, I've got links to the two research papers that back this up. I don't think these links will be ephemeral as the one from last week was. So they're linked on their site. They have a history of keeping these things present into the future. If they do go away, I can provide them, but I'd rather that people went there. So their site is www.vusec.net/projects/ANC. That's the short name of this attack, ANC.